This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. California regulations push farms to lower their greenhouse gas emissions, and a new technology to siphon off methane from dairies there is getting attention well beyond California. Reporter Amy Mayer has that.
Jared Fernandez says his 3,000 dairy cows generate nearly 45,000 tons of manure annually. So when the state mandated that he reduce greenhouse gas emissions, like the methane released from all that poop,
you get upset.
But the state also helped pay for on-farm changes. Since 2015, California's Dairy Digester Program has awarded nearly $600 million in grants and matching funds.
It's that that brought in these companies that wanted to build these renewable fuel things.
You can hear me splashing.
Things like the black rubbery dome he's walking on. It covers a pit of liquidy manure and traps methane, keeping the potent greenhouse gas out of the atmosphere. Putting in a digester like this can cost about $5 million. But all Fernandez had to pony up was some land and an agreement to supply manure that he gets paid for. So he didn't have to spend money, but...
Now I'd be willing to invest on my own.
Because he's seen it work. His methane's piped along with that from other dairies to this Calgren Renewable Fuels plant.
We gather manure roughly from about 75,000 cows right now.
Calgren's Sarah Gonzalez says that keeps 150,000 tons of greenhouse gases out of the air, the annual emissions of about 30,000 cars. More dairies are joining,
which will probably put us over 100,000 cows.
Calgren cleans the methane, puts it into the natural gas supply, and banks carbon credits. Buyers snatch those up to offset their carbon footprint. Chicago-based energy company Amp Americas builds digesters for Midwest dairies. CEO Grant Zimmerman says 2 years ago, farmers there questioned this whole manure-to-methane pipeline. Not anymore.
It's been an amazing acceleration in the market and in the sophistication of all of the players.
Amp Americas sells to California now. Zimmerman says he's ready to supply other states as they develop low-carbon fuel markets. I'm Amy Mayer for Marketplace.